Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with President of Iran Masoud Pezeshkian yesterday and expressed deep concern at the recent escalation in the ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. The talks came hours after the United States inserted itself into Israel's effort to cripple Iran's nuclear program by carrying out strikes at three Iranian nuclear facilities, including Fordow Natanz and Isfahan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that they discussed about the current situation in detail. Prime Minister Modi reiterated call for immediate de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy as the way forward and for early restoration of regional peace, security and stability. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres made an impassioned plea for peace during an emergency special session of the Security Council at UN headquarters in New York, urging immediate action to de-escalate the crisis in Iran following the U.S. military strikes on the Islamic Republic's nuclear facilities, calling for urgent efforts to prevent dangers of retaliation and deeper conflict in the region. Guterres said, "We cannot and must not give up on peace."
I urge this Council and all Member States to act with reason, restraint and urgency. We cannot and must not give up on peace.
The government has debunked the claims made by several social media accounts that Indian airspace was used by the United States to launch aircraft against Iran during Operation Midnight Hammer. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau termed the claim as fake, stressing that Indian airspace was not used by the United States. It said that Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff of U.S., General Dan Kane, explained the routes used by U.S. aircraft during a recent press briefing. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said that the government has been closely monitoring the evolving geopolitical situation in West Asia since the past 2 weeks. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Puri said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has diversified its supplies in the past few years and a large volume of supplies do not come through the Strait of Hormuz now. Minister of State for External Affairs, Pabitra Margarita, welcomed the group of 285 Indian nationals who arrived in New Delhi last night on a special flight from Mashhad in Iran. He said that 1,713 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran under Operation Sindhu so far. He informed that 2 to 3 more flights have been scheduled from Iran for the next 2 days. Mr. Margarita added that the ministry is in constant contact with all Indian nationals residing in Iran and Israel. Union Home Minister Amit Shah laid the foundation stone of the campus of National Forensic Sciences University and Central Forensic Science Laboratory in Chhattisgarh's Nava Raipur Atal Nagar yesterday, marking a significant step in strengthening the criminal justice infrastructure in the state. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said anti-Naxal operations will continue even during monsoon. He reiterated government's resolve to wipe out Maoism from the country by 31st March next year. He appealed to the Maoists to surrender and join the mainstream by availing the state government's rehabilitation package.
मैंने छत्तीसगढ़ में ही कहा था कि 31/3/2026 ये देश नक्सलवाद से मुक्त हो जाए और मित्रों मैं फिर से बात विश्वास के साथ दोहराना चाहता हूं जिस तरह से सुरक्षा बलों ने पराक्रम किया है हमारी सूचना एजेंसियों ने सटीक रणनीति बनाई हमें लक्ष्य को सिद्ध कर रहेंगे मैं छत्तीसगढ़ वासियों को कहकर जाता हूं कि हर बार बारिश में नक्सली थोड़ा आराम कर लेते थे इस बार बारिश में भी हम उनको सोने
And Nagaland Lok Sabha MP S. Sapung Maranjamir has urged the state government to recognize tribal dialects as third languages for Gramin Dag Sevak GDS recruitment. In a letter to Chief Minister Dr. Nipu Rio, Mr. Jamir said, while the state recognizes various tribes and communities, their languages are not officially acknowledged for recruitment. He noted that the current GDS selection process, based on English and Hindi, puts local candidates at a disadvantage. Mr. Jamir called on the state to follow Arunachal Pradesh's example and formally recognize local dialects, saying it would improve job opportunities for Naga youth. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.